Attorney General Christian Porter has launched a defamation lawsuit against the ABC and journalist Louise Milliken over an online article that he alleges portrays him as the perpetrator of a rape that also contributed to a woman taking her own life. Mr. Porter's lawyers said that the Attorney General had been subjected to a trial by media and that Mr. Porter would be seeking damages. Andrew Herlinger has the story.
In a major development for the federal court, it was today revealed that Mr. Porter's lawyers had filed a defamation claim against the ABC for a February 26 article published on the ABC website. In a statement released on Monday, Mr. Porter's lawyers alleged that the article conveys a series of false and defamatory claims about Mr. Porter, including that he raped a 16-year-old girl in 1988. They also claim that the Attorney General has been subjected to a trial by media, without regard to the presumption of innocence or the rules of evidence. Mr. Porter's team hopes that the lawsuit will put an end to calls for a public inquiry into his fitness to remain in office. Baron Order is a defamation lawyer for Murray and Agnew Lawyers, and he gave us some insight into what Mr. Porter's plan of attack might be in court.
I think their plan of attack will be first to try to work out how they will establish that Mr. Porter was identified in the article. One of the elements of a claim of defamation is identification. The person suing must be able to establish that he or she was identified in the publication. I noticed that on the ABC's website that Mr. Porter's lawyers consider that there were, or will be able to establish that there were enough people who knew that the article was about Mr. Porter and that Mr. Porter was the subject of these allegations. I don't know whether that's right or it's wrong, but the ABC, Mr. Porter will need to be able to lead evidence from those people.
Mr. Porter's lawsuit has raised multiple concerns over the effect allegations can have on a person's character when made by media outlets. Michael Bradley is a lawyer at Marquee Lawyers, and he also weighed into the matter.
Yeah, look, I think there's been an unfortunate lot of confusion, mostly owned by the government, unfortunately, about the legalities of this. You know, the criminal justice question here is very straightforward. Mr. Porter is presumed innocent. That will never be tested at the criminal level. He'll never be charged with a crime over these allegations because it wouldn't be possible to pursue a prosecution, so that avenue is dead.
Mr. Porter, who is currently on medical leave, has retained a trio of well-renowned lawyers, including Sue Crianzu and solicitor Rebecca Giles. These two have acted successfully for a series of high-profile defamation plaintiffs. This includes Jeffrey Russ's defamation suit against the Daily Telegraph, which resulted in a $2.9 million payout. Since the claim has been filed, an ABC spokesperson has stated that the ABC will be defending this action. And so we asked Baron Alder on what Mr. Porter's team will need to establish.
As I mentioned earlier, he's going to need to be able to demonstrate, I think, that he was that he's been identified in the article. That is, that people knew that the article was about him. And I think once he gets over that hurdle, all he needs to establish is that people reading the article would have thought less of him. And an allegation of rape is a very serious allegation. It will then come down to the defences that are available to the ABC.
Like in every defamation case, the ABC will have a number of defence options available to them. It is possible that the ABC will argue the defence of truth, though Baron Order also highlighted that the ABC may rely on other defences.
One of the most important matters, I think, that the ABC will be looking at, or one of the most important issues that will arise, is whether what defamation lawyers called the Lange or Longhi defence will be available. The courts have taken the view in Australia that matters of government are so important to the good function or the proper functioning of democracy that it's difficult for a politician to be able to bring a claim in or succeed in a claim for defamation unless he or she can establish that the publisher was acting in bad faith or was acting unreasonably. I think that's going to be one of the issues. I think another issue is whether or not the defence of qualified privilege might arise, the statutory defence of qualified privilege. Now, to be able to establish that, the ABC will need to be able to establish that in publishing this this article, its journalists were acting responsibly. And as we know from previous cases involving publications to the world at large, it's actually quite difficult to establish that reasonableness on the reasonable conduct on the part of the journalist.
Baron Alder, a defamation lawyer and partner at Moray and Agnew, ending that report by Andrew Herlinger.